This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. In Iraq today, five American soldiers have died when a suicide bomber detonated a car bomb from a taxi at a checkpoint north of Najaf. Also today, there were wire service reports that U.S. commanders in Iraq have ordered a 4 to 6 day pause in the advance of Allied forces. But Air Force Major General Victor Renouart denied the report at a press conference this morning in Doha, Qatar.
There's no pause on the battlefield. Because you see a particular formation not moving on a day does not mean there is a pause on the battlefield.
The general also confirmed that the United States has halted Tomahawk cruise missile launches over Saudi Arabia. Some of those missiles had been landing in the kingdom. Meanwhile, U.S. and British forces continue to experience supply troubles and running attacks by Iraqi militia. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
Nasiriyah has been the focus of Iraqi action all week. U.S. Marines there are holding two strategic bridges over the Euphrates River. They call it Ambush Alley. It's a key point to move troops and supplies further north through the town of Al-Qut to establish a two-pronged attack on Baghdad. Marines defending the bridges have for the most part stayed out of Nasiriyah until yesterday, when they appeared to implement a shift in tactics and attacked Iraqi positions inside the city. BBC embedded reporter Andrew North described the action.
It seems to some extent that the U.S. forces here have taken the gloves off in their efforts to try and deal with this continuing Iraqi resistance, because I've also been told that several headquarters buildings, organizations such as the Ba'ath Party, this Fedayeen militia, these irregular forces, they've been bombed in the town. And there's also some sign that the U.S. Marines have actually pushed further into the town. They've established a presence there.
The fighting at Nasiriyah has put the Marine advance toward Baghdad 3 days behind schedule, according to one report from the battlefield. Unlike the Army's 3rd Infantry Division, the Marines have not swept through open desert toward Baghdad. They have moved up main Iraqi highways that go through populated areas, where Iraqi resistance made the eastern second-prong thrust toward Baghdad much more difficult. To the west, the initial push toward Baghdad has been stationary for several days near Karbala. Rather than attacking head-on, the Iraqis have been fighting down the road, especially near Najaf, where U.S. forces have also been under attack all week. David Willis of the BBC reported on the action there yesterday.
Earlier, I'd witnessed a devastating assault on a complex in which Fedayeen members were thought to be holed up. First, F-14 Tomahawk planes dropped 500-pound bombs, then mortars were fired at the target, followed by artillery rounds. By the time the Marines had finished, the complex was completely leveled to the ground. The Marines are now dug in, their supply line stretched.
The long 250-mile supply line back to Kuwait has become a major problem for Allied troops deep into Iraq. There are reports that lead elements of the U.S. advance are short of ammunition, fuel, water, and food. By the end of the week, some units had only enough food for one meal a day, according to one report. Fighting at Diwaniyah, 20 miles east of Najaf, reportedly held up a long column of vehicles carrying thousands of gallons of fuel and tons of ammunition for 22,000 Marines just 10 miles up the road. But at the command briefing in Doha, Qatar, U.S. Brigadier General Vincent Brooks blamed bad weather earlier in the week for the delays rather than the unexpected persistence of Iraqi attacks.
We haven't had anything that's hindered our operations to date. We find that we are able to push logistics as we need to. We were indeed hindered for a period of time by weather. Our ability to fly in supplies, for example, was reduced. And so the flow of supplies did change for a period of time. But we're still able to conduct the operations as we see them, and we're still on our plan.
The resupply of U.S. troops deep into Iraq could improve now that an Iraqi air base at Talil, near Najaf, is in Allied hands and will function as a forward operational base. Further south, trouble persisted in Basra, where British troops have seen thousands of Iraqi civilians trying to leave the city on foot being fired at by Iraqi loyalists inside the city. Clean water and food are in short supply. British Army spokesman Colonel Chris Vernon conceded no aid can get into the city without further military action.
We will begin to work on that over the next 48 hours or so by perhaps gaining footholds within to Basra in order to get the humanitarian aid in.
Vernon said today the ruling Ba'ath Party has become the primary target for British action in and around Basra. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Kuwait.